With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A.R. Flowers draws on a variety of experiences in his first novel, The Mojo Blues. Flowers is a veteran of Vietnam, a scholar of hoodoo, and a man who sings the blues with his harmonica. The Mojo Blues is the story of three black soldiers dishonorably discharged after a fragging incident in Vietnam and their sometimes difficult adjustment to civilian life. Throughout The Mojo Blues, Arthur Flowers employs the special language used by many blacks, much of it learned in Vietnam. The term DAP line, or DAP, a black power handshake.
Wherever there were a group of blacks, there would be a line alongside of the wall. And when you came into the club, you were expected to go down the DAP line and DAP everybody, which, being an involved, complicated maneuver, it took some time.
And this phrase,
Buku Dap Wa Me Bin. That was GI lingo in Vietnam, composed of French, Vietnamese, and American. Buku was French, mean big or large. Whenever you would be referring to some woman, Buku Dap Wa meant very fine. Me then meant black. Basically, that sentence said, she's very fine, brother. You're to yourself.
Arthur Flowers says many blacks in Vietnam developed a sense of pride in themselves they never had before and felt keenly the humiliation that accompanied the end of the U.S. role in the war.
It was traumatic, and if you were black, even more so, because you were even more accused of doing wrong.
A.R. Flowers, who makes his debut as a novelist in The Mojo Blues, published by Dutton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. That's A.R. Flowers and his harmonica creating the mood for his first novel, The Mojo Blues. There are mystical elements throughout The Mojo Blues, the story of three black Vietnam veterans and their readjustment to civilian life. One of the veterans becomes a hoodoo root doctor. Hoodoo is an African-American variant of the belief in the power of charms and fetishes.
It's used a lot in blues. I've got my mojo working, and I'm going to try it on you, doo-doo-doo. And you've got, I've got Blackhead Bones, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Got mojo, too, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Got Johnny Kangaroo going to mess with you.
The central character in Arthur Flowers' novel is Two-Sept High John, a name picked deliberately because of a figure in black folklore, High John the Conqueror.
The Conqueror was supposed to be a tricking man during slavery that helped the blacks survive slavery and cross over to the other side.
Flowers says that after slavery, High John was no longer needed.
His spirit retreated to this root, which is this funny little root prevalent through the South. Supposedly will come back whenever the race needs him.
Arthur Flowers also sees the blues as being a metaphysical system
designed to help individuals not only face the trials and tribulations of life, but extract strength from adversity.
A.R. Flowers, a founder of the New Renaissance Writers Guild in Harlem. His first novel, The Mojo Blues, published by Dutton, will give his readers chills. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.